Hello. I'm back on my horny shit, and this time I have a dildo that I'm using right now. This scenario I have in my head where with consent I want you to rape me like we're in an established relationship, and I've told you that I have this like rape. But actual rape, of course, turns me off. I would never want to do that. But I finally felt brave enough to tell you that I want you to rape me. Tied up so I wouldn't be able to escape from your touch. Not that I would want to, but it'd be fun to be tied up. If you hear my stomach, I'm sorry. I'm hungry, but I was horny. So obviously I have my priorities straight, and horniness comes first. oh, to be tied up, right? So I'd want you to like plan something to tell me, or to not tell me when you're going to do it. All you have, you only have my permission to do it, but I know none of the details, so I can be scared, and we'll arrange a safe word. So if I, in the moment you're doing it and I can't handle it, I'll let you know. So whenever I'm crying, no, don't do it, stop, please. Like, when I say all those things, you won't actually stop unless I say the safe word. So now that we have that taken care of, you'll fulfill my fantasy. I think it'd be nice if, let's say, it happens in the middle of the night. I'm sleeping, and I'm a heavy sleeper, so I imagine I'd wake up tied up. Let's say you bind like my limbs together. Not that I'm not not bound to the bed, and just tied up in a way that I can't move. I can squirm around and wiggle, but it's so easy for you to toss me around, pull me into whatever position you need me to be in. Okay, my stomach rumbled there. So I'm tied up in bed in the dark, and I'm calling out for you, but you tell me that you're not here. No, you'll tell me that you've taken care of him. That, I don't know, you knocked out my boyfriend, and he's passed out in the corner, tied up in the closet. Yeah, you locked him up. And now that he's out of the way, there's no one here to interrupt us. And you're just gonna use me. You're gonna hurt me real good. Oh, fuck. So you're gonna take my panties off. You're gonna cut them off. 'Cause my limbs are tied. You can't take them off. You're gonna cut. You're gonna take your cock out for me, and you're just gonna fucking push yourself into my pussy. Cause you've already gone so hard getting me ready. tying me up. You got so turned on with the idea of using me. So by the time you needed to, you just have to push yourself into me. Oh, and I groaned from pain because I wasn't ready. Oh, but then I'm a little excited. So I get used to it. And then you start fucking me harder. So really, I do want this, and I do want to be fucked. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Don't tell me. I'm a fucking whore. Don't call me a whore. You did this to me. You came into my room and you started fucking me. I didn't tell you to. I don't want any of this. Stop. Stop. My cries because you don't want to fucking hear me give you any mouth. You just want to feel my pussy tied around your cock. You're gonna make me do it. Because I'm only here for your pleasure. It doesn't matter what I want. It doesn't matter what I beg you to do. You're just gonna use me. And you're gonna toss me aside once you're done. So you want my pussy? get even tighter. You want to feel it. You want to feel me. Just spasm out of control when I come. Right? Because you just want me. That's why you came into my room, right? Don't make me come, please. Please, I don't want to come for you. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to. Can't say I want it. I can't fight back. You tied me up. I can't not come. You're making me feel too good. I can't stop myself. My stomach was rumbling so much. I don't know if I could use this. But I had a really fun time making up that little that little scenario. If I post this, then I hope you had fun. Okay. I'd honestly be really surprised if the phone didn't pick up all the stomach rumblings I've had, considering that the phone is on my chest.